بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سلم سنة إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers, sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continue our class, inshallah, to explain step by step the Umrah and the Hajj, the way the Prophet used to do. So, a lot of mistakes, a lot of errors, the brother, they may have no idea about it. Ask Allah Ta'ala to teach all of inshaAllah Ta'ala. What is the Mu'tamar, the one who making the Umrah first in the Kaaba, what he should do? We have to agree, inshaAllah Ta'ala, that the first step you enter the masjid. And when you enter the masjid, it's preferred to enter from Bab al-Salam. The masjid has a different gates. One of them called it Bab al-Salam. That is the door which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam enter in his Hajj to perform the Hajj and Umrah. So he entered the masjid by the right foot. And he said, Bismillah, Bismillah wa salat ala rasulihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, Allahumma aftah li abwaba rahmatik. You enter the right foot, and he said, Bismillah, wa salat wa salam ala rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, Allahumma aftah li baba rahmatik. You ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to open his door of mercy, to accept you among this as-salihin, to accept your umrah, to accept your hajj, inshaAllah ta'ala. That is the first step. And when you see the Kaaba, you have to stop the talbiyah. You found people while they're making tawaf, they say, labbaik Allahumma labbaik. There is no talbiyah at all when you enter the masjid. The talbiyah will be outside of the Haram Sharif. The talbiyah will be in Arafah. The talbiyah when you walk in the street. But when you enter the masjid, no talbiyah. I found a lot of people, they make it talbiyah. This is not the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's the first thing. And it's recommended when you see the Kaaba, there is a dua. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet sallam, Allah azza wa jal yataqabbal al-dua في أربع دماغ. Allah accepted the dua, guarantee the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم show it to us. يتقبض الله عز وجل الدعاء عند رؤية الكعبة. Allah will accept your dua when you see the Kaaba. You raise your hand to Allah and you make the dua. ويتقبض الله عز وجل الدعاء عند نزول المطر. When the rain comes out from the sky, raise your hands and make dua to Allah. Allah accepted his dua. Number three, وتقبل الله عز وجل الدعاء عند إقامة الصلاة. When the muezzin making إقامة for a salah, you are making your dua in this time. This is accepted dua and this is from Allah تبارك وتعالى. And number four, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepted the dua from the believer when the two army meet each other. When you are in a battlefield and you raise your hand, this is accepted dua from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. How we have a lot of things that sunnah keen to in aqrabu ma yakul dua in Allah azza jal dua al-abd huwa sajid. The dua al-abd while he is in sujood is accepted dua. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم دعاء الصائم لا يرد. Those who fasting, their dua will never be rejected until they eat the iftar. That is also another position of accepting the dua, inshallah ta'ala. طيب, the first thing we start our tawaf from al-hajar al-asad. First, what you have to do, proceed to al-Kaaba al-Sharifa. And so that standing in Hajar, if you are able, I said 100 times, if you are able to go and proceed to Al-Hajar al-Aswad and touch it by your right hand, and then if you are able to kiss it, go and kiss it. Go and kiss it. And the kissing here is not for a blessing. The kissing here because the acting of the Prophet ﷺ, because he says hadith, whoever kiss al-hajar, Allah tabaraka ta'ala will save him from the hellfire. Therefore a lot of people, they fighting for al-hajar. If you are not able, what you have to look from far, start equal to. You're going to have a green light over there, they started the green light for al-hajar. That is your beginning of your tawaf. You must start from this area. They make it easy for us, the government there, they put the green column to start your tawaf from there. What you have to do? By your hands, Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. And you show by your hands like this. As I said, there is two different here action. Those people who kiss al-hajar, if you touch al-hajar by your right hand or by a stick, you could have a stick in your hand and you touch the hajar by it too. Kiss it. So if you touch it by your hand, you kiss your hand. But if you are not able to kiss the hajar from far and say Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, and point it like this by your hand to al-hajar, Allah will give you the same credit. You don't have to fight. We have people, sick people, weak. You are not allowed to harm anybody while you make a tawaf. Fear Allah ta'ala, the hajj is the adab. We need to learn it, inshaAllah ta'ala. And we find some people, they start to kiss by the two hands like this, ash every time. There's no sunnah like this at all. This is what is not allowed in Islam. Right. After that, tahara. You should be in tahara from al-hadath al-akbar or al-hadath al-asghar. You must be in purification and wudu, in a state of wudu, in order to start your tawaf. Come to the close. Only the first tawaf, remember this, only the first tawaf when you perform the umrah, or you perform only hajj for tawaf, only for the hajj ifrat, that you uncover your right shoulder. Only for the first time, when you come from Ifada after you finish the Hajj, you come to Rakka again to make another tawaf, you should be covered, both of it. I found a lot of people when they come from the Hajj, after the day of Al-Eid, and they complete the Hajj, except the tawaf, when they come to Rakka, I saw them again with uncover the shoulder. Only the first time when you come to Mecca to perform the Umrah, you uncover your right shoulder from under your arm, inshaAllah ta'ala. Woman, she has to be covered completely. This is the first time. And only the first tawaf you make in Ramal. Ramal is mean between running the first three rounds of the tawaf, it should be Ramal. Ramal what mean? That's between walking and between running. It's mean jogging. That is only for men. Woman, she has to walk regular for all the tawaf. Only for the first three times. And the other four, you walk regularly with your wife, inshaAllah ta'ala. But you need somebody perform a tawaf. And he make it, as I said before in my class, if somebody making tawaf of six and a half, he performed six and a half tawaf, and boom, that came for him. But you have to know, no bathroom inside the haram. You have to go where? Outside. You have to go outside because I found a man, he came on up, because we have 1 million mufti over there. Everybody gave him fatwa. So I came to him and told him, Ya Sheikh, I made six and a half. And I had the gas came out from my floor, I looked at my wudu. He told him, why, it's okay, alhamdulillah, Allah ghafoor rahim, ya Abid, Allah ghafoor rahim, go. So alhamdulillah, six and a half, alhamdulillah, Allah is the ghafoor rahim, Allah is open his mercy. This is not allowed. You must make wudu and enter the hajar again and repeat the last one. Or you lost your wudu after three and a half. You start to make the number four again. You six and a half, you start to make the last seven, you start from the green, from al-hajar, the green column, and you repeat that one, or how many times, three and a half, you repeat number four. Four and a half, or four and a half, you repeat number five. That means you start from the beginning, and this is you making good talk. There's nothing, exactly the same. And stand up for Zuhr to pray, how many rak'ah? Huh? Four rak'ah. So what happened after I go to 4 rak'ah, before I make a salam or 3 rak'ah, God came out from me. Can you continue to make your salah? Okay, what you have to do? Renew wudu and come and bath the salah, you have to repeat it from the beginning. But al-haram, this is mercy from Allah because it's very hard for us. So you start only from the one you lost your wudu. Repeat the last one inshaAllah ta'ala. That is for the tawaf inshaAllah, and you make the Kaaba in your left side. In your left side inshaAllah ta'ala. Fine. After that, you end your tawaf. The Prophet after he in the tawaf, he went to Al-Hajar again and he thought, should I visit? But we are not able to do that. It's too crowded. And what you have to do, when you it's not actually necessary to go and touch it, because even if I never touched it in my life, to be honest with you, because we found a group of people from every country, they came like an army. You cannot stand up in the front of them, they will shoot you out of the haram. They need to go, they have a plan to go and touch it and get it. Yeah, and they don't care about women, they don't care about all the people. This is not the answer, subhanAllah, the Islam. If you are able to do that, go far, inshaAllah. You are not able, bow your hand from the far, inshaAllah ta'ala. Right? Somebody, while he's making tawaf, he confused. Somebody confused. Give me the other one, inshaAllah. Anyway, somebody, while he thinking tawaf, he's confused about the number. SubhanAllah, 3 or 4. Give me the other. The sister is almost going away about this is number.
Yeah, no, the microphone. This microphone is yeah.
That's not going to show. I don't know. Somebody, while he thinking tawaf, he's confused about the number, 3 or 4, 4 or 5, 4, 3 or 4. So what we have to do, build in al-yaqeen. Yaqeen is mean, build in the one which you are sure. Meaning, 3 or 4, 3 or 4, I have 3 or 4. So build in the 3. So you have to make it to consider it what? 3. 4 or 5, 4 or 5, 4 or 5, consider it 4. So you build it in the lower number, exactly the same thing in the Salah. Why you performing your tawaf? SubhanAllah, sometimes you forgot. 3 or 4, 3 or 4, 2 or 3 or 4, make it considered like 3, and it stand up and bring the extra rak'ah, and in the end before it will you because you are in doubt, to make what? Two sajda, that will inshaAllah ta'ala. Hi. After that, we found some people in a rukn al-Yamani. You know there is a rukn called the corner Yamani. Yamani means because it's toward Yemen. We ask from the Sunnah, yes, if you are closer to a rukn al-Yamani, touch it. Bismillah, Allahu Akbar. Touch it. We found some people kiss it. There is no kissing for the right corner or the rukn al-Yamani. Only you kiss the Kaaba. You don't kiss actually the corner. We found some people kissing, and they start, and they fight also for a rukn al-Yamani. Not Allah for that. Only if you are able, touch it. If you are not able, you don't have to show by your hand, you don't have to do anything at all. If you are able, go and touch it, inshallah, say bismillah, Allahu Akbar, inshallah ta'ala. Na'am. Between al-rukn al-Yamani and the Kaaba, you know the Kaaba, I mean the Hajar Aswad, is closer to a rukn al-Yamani. There is a couple of feet between. Between you are in the Rukn al-Yamani, the corner, and the Hajar al-Aswad, completely there is a gap. What you should say? You say the dua in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِيلَ عَذَابَ النَّارِ. This is sunnah in Nabi, inshaAllah ta'ala. Fine. After you finish the tawaf completely, Allah says in the Quran, وَاتَّخِذُ مِنْ مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَصَلَّى. Take from the position of Ibrahim to Ibrahim صلى الله عليه وسلم to rak'ah. خلف المقام, not inside. خلف is near behind the maqam. Behind the position of Ibrahim, you took rak'ah. But this area are crowded people making tawaf. If you find yourself, you're going to block the people, go and pray the two rak'ah. Sunnah, inshaAllah ta'ala. Any grace in the Kaaba, Allah will accept it, inshaAllah ta'ala. Right. What you should say in this Surah, Sunnah in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you recite Al-Fatiha, Allahu Akbar, you recite Al-Fatiha, and then after the Fatiha, he said, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ in the first raka, in the second raka, Fatiha, and قُلْ وَاللَّهُ أَحَدْ. That is sunnah, very light to raka. Don't stand up and recite the Baqarah, and قُلْ أَنَا أَنْ عِمْرَانِ, he said, الحمد لله the Quran, لا. Sunnah, the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم, to make it white, inshaAllah ta'ala. I just write this point for you, to actually, because I don't want to forget anything, because this will be tailored, and we'll put it in our solid side, inshaAllah ta'ala. After that, inshaAllah ta'ala, go and drink Zamzam. Drink Zamzam as much as you could. Drink it, and drink it. قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ Zamzam لِمَا شُرِبَ لَا. A lot of people, they saw Zamzam for shifa only. Zamzam for more than that. Anything you are in your mind, you need it. From Allah ta'ala, drink Zamzam with this niyyah. But you have to talk to Allah. Some people have said, oh, the water is not exactly, I have a nice water in New York. This is Zamzam, this is the blessed water from Allah ta'ala. Drink it as much as you could. We found some people, they take a shower. Shower with Zamzam, ya, he drink it. Drink it. Don't take a shower, subhanAllah. As-salamu alaykum wa ta'ala to accept, inshaAllah ta'ala. We have a lot of shahiliyyah among us. We ask Allah to free all of us, inshaAllah ta'ala. Okay. What we should do? Listen for this carefully. In the Safa, when you go for the Safa, now Safa should be outside of the Kaaba. It's outside of the Kaaba. Safa and Marwa, you proceed. For Safa and Marwa. So what you should do, when you go upstairs or you want to stay in a front, always the first floor are very crowded. If you want to go on the second floor, it's fine, inshaAllah ta'ala. It will be also, again, to avoid any crowded. You start from As-Safa, when you reach As-Safa, only the first time, remember, standard line. You face the Kaaba. You're going to see the Kaaba from the top or from the bottom. Look to the Kaaba and recite the ayah number 158 from Surah Al-Baqarah. 158 from Surah Al-Baqarah. What Allah said in this ayah? أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الصفا والمروة من شعائر الله فمن حج البيت أو اعتمر فلا جناح عليه أن يطوف بهما. أقصد this. Right? You recite this ayah and repeat it with three times. And then you make in dua. Raise your hand with the dua. What you should say that? So, لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر. It's recommended dua. If you can memorize this dua. لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. له الملك وله الحمد. يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء خبير وإليه المصير. لا إله إلا الله أنجز وعده. Allah fulfilled with his promise. To give the victory for the Prophet and to open Mecca Islamic. Alhamdulillah. And how many Muslims today? One more than one half. Billion Muslims. I have a good news. Wallahi, they make a report in Russia. They make in Russia, I was surprised. They have 25 million Muslims in Russia. And the consultants and even the government. From the Russian government, they came, you know, the future will be and the Islam will be number one in Russia. Allah! The Islam is coming. As the people, they don't understand, it's better for the West to sit down and discuss peacefully the case between them and the Muslims and reconcile. You cannot continue because zulm and oppression, it will never be exist. You have to sit down with the Muslim and listen to them and deal with them. You cannot deny. Your people enter the Islam day by day. So it's better for you to sit down peacefully and with love and deny the lies and the Zionists. Those who need to create difference between people, American people are very nice people. But in the media, they damage because the media is controlled by Zionists. Now, أنجز وعده لا إله إلا الله أنجز وعده الله fulfilled with his oath right ونقر عبده and Allah he gives victory for who his servant Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم right after they kick him out from Mecca without any food even you understand what Allah is giving give him victory to open Mecca والحمد لله رب العالمين أنجز وعده ونقر عبده وهدم الأحزاب وحده and Allah defeat all the allies those who have, and that's message for all people, all mankind, Allah is able to defeat those who directly have a history against the Islam and those who declare war against Islam. Ask Allah to guide all people. Now, then after that, Safa and Marwa is one. Marwa to Safa, and then when you reach that, before you reach the first time after you make dua, you go toward the Marwa. There is two green lines. The men only, they should walk in fast. We find people go like a speed, subhanAllah, 60 miles by hour. Just walking fast, inshaAllah ta'ala. That's between only the two green lines. That is what Hajar alayhi salam, when she tried to find the water, she used to go in this area only. Because from Safa and Marwa, it's almost like 1 mile. You don't go fast like 1 mile, only between the two green area, the green columns, that is the place you should walk fast, inshaAllah ta'ala. Why are you making fast? Why are you making sa'i? Somebody lost to the wudu. Shall he come out? No. I'm going to tell you again, it's mustahab, it's desirable to be in wudu. But if you lost to the wudu, and you continue Safa and Marwa to Safa without wudu, nothing wrong with it. I'd rather go and rule for fiqh. Woman, after she finished the tawaf around the Kaaba, she has a menstrual. For example, because the woman almost going to have a menstrual, and when she woke up, as you know, and you have experience, the woman could have the menstrual. And she finished the tawaf. Can we tell her, get out from the Arab Sharif or continue and complete your sa'i? We tell her, go and complete your sa'i while you are in menstrual. Because tahara for the sa'i is not a condition. It's not desirable to be with the wudu and to be purification also from the other than the wudu. But if you have it, so when you lost gas or anything or the woman without any, with the menses, you could continue inshaAllah ta'ala after that. When you reach Marwa, you don't need to find in the Marwa, they will stop in the Safa wal Marwa min sha'ar. Only the first time when you reach the Safa, the first round between Sa'i and Marwa. You don't need to repeat this ayah. Only at the Sa'i, at the Safa, at the first time. You don't need to repeat it. But while you're walking, you could read zikr, dua, read some of Al-Quran, you understand? And making zikr, la ilaha illallah. Some people, when they're walking, they say, la ilaha illallah, in sa'i, there is no intelbiyah. Yahdik Allah, may Allah reward you and save you from the ignorance. There is nothing like that are all in sa'i. You finish, you start from sa'i, from Safa to Marwa 1, Marwa to Safa 2, Safa to Marwa 3, until you start up with Safa and you end with what? Marwa. And when you end with Marwa, still you need to do one action. What is the action is? To cut the hair. Let me speak about the hair. In order to be outside of the state of Ihram, and you enjoy everything after this moment, you must shave or cut your hair. And it's better to cut the hair. To leave shaving for what? For the Hajj. To have the great wisdom of the Prophet Muhammad, he prayed 3 times for those who make it what? Shave. Shave meaning by what? Blade. Make it completely by blade. That's called a shave. Some people, they thought, when they go and buy the machine and they go all up, you must to go, if you make it short, put it kastar shara. Kastar shara means to make it short. And they go a machine and they will find a little, very little hair. This is not shaving. This is cutting the hair. And when you're cutting your hair, you go all over your head. Because some Muslim, I saw them, he gave it actually to have a scissor and cut it one side. No. For men, has to be all the head to it to make it up, to it, to make it short. Inshallah. Woman, what she should do, if she has two braids, take some from exactly Qadra Ummula. Ummula means like actually 1 inch from what? From your fingers. One from this side and one, she's not going to bring everything from under hijab. Women are not allowed to show her the hair for public. What she should do, she take it from under the hijab and they take it six or almost like 1 inch from one side to another side. If the woman she doesn't have a braid, she should make it from the two sides also, inshallah ta'ala, 1 inch from here, 1 inch from here, and you become totally outside of the haram. You go and take your shower and enjoy life, and everything became permissible until the day number 8. The day of Al-Eid, we have a very complicated rule. You are appointed with me, inshallah ta'ala, to explain the Hajj in the day number 8, step by step. We explain the Umrah, we cover it today, alhamdulillah. Then we have to go for the Hajj. We're going to show you in Mina, the rule in Mina, the rule in Arafah, the rule in Muzdalifah, the rules in the Jamarat, the day of Al-Eid. We're going to show you the rules of the 2nd, 11 and 12 and 13 from the month of the Hijjah, where is Ayyam al-Tashriq, the day of al-Tashriq. We're going to show you the rules of the Ifada, inshallah ta'ala, and we continue to do that until, inshallah, finish. Your brother almost prepared himself. They have almost like maybe about 10 days or 2 weeks at the most. In order to travel. We will cover this before we leave, and remember our class will be in our website www.masjidmahatim.com. You're going to have the detail, inshallah. If you want to review it or you want to help anybody who need to go, because we need to avoid all the errors and mistakes in order to perform the Hajj the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to increase all of us by Hajj and Umrah. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to provide Al-Had for the brothers and sisters, those who did not have a chance to perform the Hajj, to provide them with Hajj and Umrah, inshaAllah. Ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to accept it from all. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى تريد أن أفضل في سبيل الله. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى to help us to continue and do our duty and to pay the loan of our masjid. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى to give victory for the Islam everywhere يا رب العالمين. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى to guide our children, our wife, to guide us إن شاء الله تعالى all of us and protect us from the shaitan. Protect us from the enemy. Protect us, inshaAllah ta'ala, from all the bid'ah and the elevation. Inshallah tabaraka ta'ala, to increase all our knowledge and to enter the Jannah with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to be saved from the hellfire, to be saved from the punishment in the grave. Inshallah tabaraka ta'ala, to meet us, meet again and again in taqwa Allah azza wa jal. Aqulu qawli hadha. واستغفر الله لي ولكم جزاكم الله خيرا ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمه الله سبحانه الله وبحمده نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك ونتوب اليك والسلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته.